With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's construction of a $300 million privately funded White House ballroom goes to federal court later today.
Today's hearing comes after the National Trust for Historic Preservation filed a lawsuit last week accusing the Trump administration of illegally tearing down the White House East Wing. The group is seeking a temporary restraining order to halt construction while its case proceeds, arguing that the project has already caused irreversible damage. In a court filing, the administration said the project was lawful and that it must continue for unexplained national security reasons. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Australia's federal police commissioner says a mass shooting in which 15 people were killed during a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney was a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State. Four people under arrest for allegedly plotting New Year's Eve attacks in Southern California.
The subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California, targeting U.S. companies. These bombs were to blow up at the same time on midnight this New Year's Eve.
The FBI's Akil Davis. Eight more suspected drug-running boats, three boats have been blown out of the water by the U.S. military in the Eastern Pacific. Eight alleged narco-terrorists were killed. President Trump says the operation has stopped a lot of poison from reaching the U.S.
I have to say the drugs coming in by sea are down 94%, and we're trying to figure out who the other 6% are.
32-year-old Nick Reiner is due in court for an appearance today. The actor-director Rob Reiner's younger son is accused in the fatal stabbing of his parents in their Los Angeles home. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 31 points. The Nasdaq is off 18. This is SRN News. Another Christmas market attack has been foiled.
Lawmen in Germany have arrested five Muslims, accusing them of planning to drive cars into crowds at a Christmas market in Bavaria. The men are from Egypt, Syria, and Morocco. The markets date back to medieval times in Germany and have spread all over Western Europe. Lately, they've become the target of Muslim terrorists, however. The latest attack killed six people and injured 300 last year in Magdeburg, Germany. Michael Harrington reporting.
The deadly terrorist attack on Jews in Australia over the past weekend follows a surge in anti-Semitism in that country. In fact, Australia and Italy experienced the biggest increase in anti-Semitic attacks in 2024 following the Hamas attack on Israel the year before. Tel Aviv University reports that Australia recorded more than 1,700 anti-Semitic incidents. Tel Aviv University did the study on that. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry releasing a statement saying we need decisive leadership and action now. SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration is not pleased with four big retailers suggesting they put the health of America's infants at risk.
The FDA sending letters posted Monday to leaders at Walmart, Target, Kroger, and Albertsons saying the companies continue to sell ByHeart infant formula for several days or even weeks despite a November 11th recall of all products. That formula is linked to an outbreak of infant botulism that has sickened more than 50 babies in 19 states. All of the children have been hospitalized and treated for the illness. Jason Walker reporting.
Accused of advertising unlicensed tourist rentals, Airbnb is being hit with a $75 million fine by the Spanish government, says many of the listings lack proper license numbers or included incorrect information. More details at srnnews.com.